This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
This week, our discussion on animal welfare with Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, Assistant Professor of Dairy Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and UW Extension Animal Welfare Specialist. And Jennifer, the dairy industry continues to review, shape, and improve the standards of animal care here in the U.S. One way of accomplishing that is through the National Dairy Farm Program. That's Farmers Assuring Responsible Management. And you've worked with this program and dairy farmers and industry partners to show really everyone that the dairy industry is taking the very best care of their animals.
Yeah, and so with the farm program, that is something that has evolved over the last decade plus, where initially it started out more as a voluntary producer education program. So they would hold workshops and teach people about things like how to evaluate body condition, lameness, et cetera, and it has become essentially an industry-wide minimum standard. And so nearly all farms in the U.S. follow it. And I do think that it's good that there is such a thing as a minimum standard. Of course, we should all strive to be the best that we can and want to exceed those standards and look for continuous improvement. And there has been this ongoing discussion of, you know, should animal welfare be something that is competitive? Is it something that consumers are willing to pay more for? And I think that that's an interesting discussion. But I do think that it's a good idea to say, you know, as an industry, we think there are things that aren't acceptable and we should all strive to be above a minimum and do better. Whereas in other places such as Europe, there tends to be a more legislative approach where it's based locally or regionally. And that's not really our style here. So I think that it has been good that the industry has been proactive and has the farm program. And as it's evolved, they have solicited more producer input. And so at this point, the farm program is updated every 3 years, and they have what's called a technical writing group. And so that includes animal welfare scientists, veterinarians, people from industry, and dairy producers. And that went through a public comment period that ended. And so now that writing group is reconvening and keeping in mind the input that they got from the public, including dairy producers, to try to come up with what the standards will be for version 4.0. So my involvement with the farm program is I was part of what's called the sample size task force. And that's to ensure that when evaluators from the processors do go out onto individual dairy farms, that they know how many cows to sample, cows and calves, as well as which ones. Because we want to make sure that the data that producers get back from the feedback from their processors gives them meaningful information that they can use to try to make management decisions. So if they identify areas where maybe improvements could be made, that that's really based on an accurate snapshot of the farm.
There are a lot of groups that are tackling the issue of animal welfare right now, both for and against farm management practices. And you really focus on the biology of the cows we've discussed in the past, or the science of this.
It's an interesting illustration of how animal welfare scientists such as myself do have a role to play in bringing science to the discussion. Because as you alluded to earlier, public perception runs a wide range of different opinions and people with different backgrounds and different priorities. And I think that some of those concerns are valid, and it's good to listen to where people do have questions. But in terms of coming up with the solutions, that's where it's very important to think about the science that can evaluate what's really important from the animal's perspective and then balance that with practical realities on farm. So not just why should we do certain things, why is that important for welfare, but how do we actually carry that out in a practical on-farm setting? And in addition to the farm program, a lot of food companies now have animal welfare advisory boards that include animal welfare scientists, veterinarians, and others to try to bring science to that discussion. And I think that that's a very important and uplifting thing that we've been seeing.
Our thanks to Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, Assistant Professor of Dairy Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and UW Extension Animal Welfare Specialist.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Coming up tomorrow on our Policy Thursday, we'll check in with Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation, find out what's going on in the latest legislative news and how it affects the dairy industry from our nation's capital. And that's coming up tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.